spanning the Valley of the Sun and all across the 48th state. This is the All Arizona Daily Download. Nothing but Arizona news stories on the Gatos and Chad Show.
Number three.
Buckeye Butthead gets arrested.
Yeah, Ryan Bryson, you know him. Last week yelling obscenities and horrible remarks to members of the community who were at a school for food distribution. So he goes by everybody and he basically tells them, get a blanket job. Do you know that your parents are essentially losers? And he's been arrested for disorderly conduct.
You were surprised he got arrested for
that? Yeah, I am.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's right. I don't think. Was he drunk? Did he get out? Did he harass people?
Well, he harassed people.
But driving and yelling something, that's kind of a freedom of speech thing, I would say, as horrible as it is.
Well, I think when you, maybe, when you stop your car and harass people for minutes and minutes on end, then maybe that's, listen, I don't know if he was worthy of going to jail, but I ain't arguing it.
No,
this guy
just,
is a total loser.
Yeah.
Anybody who stops their car to yell at a couple who are in line with their four children because they can't feed them, and this 46-year-old Ryan Bryson, who, by the way, again, has a business in Buckeye that I don't think you should use.
Look, the way I look at this is, at the end of the day, he's going to have to answer for something. Do I think that he'll be convicted of this? There's video. I don't know how you're going to go with this. You could look at somebody and say, you got the freedom to, you know, you didn't yell fire in a crowded theater. You didn't threaten to kill somebody, as far as I know. You didn't jump out and do any of this stuff.
Doesn't mean that what he did wasn't
right.
Wrong.
No. But at the same time, we do have certain protections here. And he's also got to live with it. He said he's not bothered by it. That's the way he feels. Let him feel that way. Like
he's not sorry about any of it.
No, he's not sorry about any of it.
Yeah.
Look, and there's a difference. People are struggling now. There's a difference between if this, you should never talk to anybody like this, but there are times when you go, all right, you know what? Some people need a handout and a little help, and some people want a hammock, right? You know what I mean? And this isn't one of those times.
So he's the owner of Highside Electric in Buckeye. I hope people don't use his business. I hope he goes out of business. And then I hope he has to get in a food line. And because he can't afford to eat. And then I wonder how he's going to feel about how he just dressed down a couple.
I think this guy wouldn't care. I think he'd think himself a loser. That's the way I think he would think. I'm probably a loser. I deserve that.
No.
People have issues. In this time, some people, their issues are exacerbated because even though some people lose a job, they can find a job the next day.
It's one of the most mean-spirited things
people,
we've seen.
It's a tough situation for them, and people like this don't help.
The All Arizona Daily Download.
Busted for distracted driving.
Huh? All right. I wasn't paying attention.
Jeez, get off your phone. So that's what's happening. It's the new law in Arizona. If you've got that device in your hand, you're going to get pulled over.
An officer citing more than 2,000 Arizonans under the state's new hands-free law. The law went into effect this year, passing after Officer Clayton Townsend tragically lost his life, hit by a man police say was distracted by a cell phone.
All right. And now we've got this law throughout all of Arizona, and cops are handing tickets out. I don't know. You know, I got to tell you, I've seen a lot more cops just this year on the side of the road looking. And I wonder, I haven't thought about it until today. Are they trying to get you for speeding, or are they looking to see if you're on a device?
Probably a bit of both, because wasn't it before this, they could cite you but not pull you over specifically? If they caught you doing something else, they could cite you, I thought. In some cities last year. But now it's like, just like in a lot of other states, if you got that thing in your hand, you could get popped. Although I'll tell you what, man, you go to like my screen on my car, my newer car, it's as confusing as anything else.
Absolutely. I've said this ever since they started putting them in cars. That is the most distracting thing. I can't even figure out how to
put
the defroster on.
What are you looking at in your car? Are you looking at the map of where you're supposed to go?
No, like if I need to turn the defroster on or something, I look over there or it's
like...
You live
in Arizona. You don't need a defroster.
Well, if it's raining or something, or you want the heat on.
It doesn't rain in Arizona.
She's making a point. It's confusing. It's computer.
Even if you want to change the radio channel.
Why would you do that?
Well,
just put it on 92.3.
You know, anything that you want to do, you have to reach over there and do it on that screen. And it's harder for me to look over there than it would be to look at the phone.
You know what I've noticed that's interesting? Some of these cars now, everything is on your steering wheel. Yeah. So you don't have to push, you know, take your right hand, put it all the way over here, and then punch.
But some of it is, but not everything.
No, you're
not
right.
Not everything.
You're
and
right.
That's confusing as anything else, man. I'll look over and I'm like, all right, okay, wait, I can warm the seat? No, I can't. I can't do that. I can't. I thought I could. But what's? I don't even know what this button does. Next thing you know, you just, that's confusing as much as it is the phone.
Well, at least you're not holding the phone and doing that.
No, instead,
so
I'm
better.
Just looking completely off the road rather than
away.
Holding
that's
my hand
right.
up here.
That's legal.
Absolutely.
52
yeah.
days since Arizona's hand-free law has been in full effect. Over 2,000 citations. So if you're caught using the device while driving, you could be fined between, I think, $75 and $150 bucks for a first offense. Second offense, $250. That's right, I said it, $250.
The All Arizona Daily Download. Number 1.
Okay, I'm going to preface this by saying I did not write this headline.
No, I wrote it.
Okay, good. Gatos wrote this, but you're making me read it.
Yep. Yes.
Like he does everything.
Right.
Some dolls pee. This one does drugs. And you can explain it.
Let's just let that sit for a moment. Can you repeat that?
No, I can't.
Okay.
I'll do it. Some dolls pee. This one does drugs.
Thank you.
Dangerous drugs hidden inside a child's toy. These images coming to us from Phoenix Police. On the left side of your screen, that's the toy the parents purchased at a thrift store in El Mirage. And on the right, well, those are the thousands of pills that were found stuffed inside.
Oh.
Police think those are fentanyl pills, reminding parents to always inspect what you buy for your kids.
Yeah, before you get your kid a doll, make sure that there aren't, how many were in there?
What, 5,000?
5,000 fentanyl pills.
What's that street? What was the glowworm's street value?
I don't know.
This is our used glowworm. It's got 5,000 fentanyl pills. It is worth $400,000.
All right.
That's what they say. That's what that's worth.
What do you think happened here, really? Was this supposed to be handed to a drug dealer, or was it from somebody? Did it get lost in the... Like, this wasn't supposed to go to a little girl.
No.
Pills were inside, and...
The worst toy you could give a little girl.
Worst toy ever.
Hey, I got a great idea. This year, kids, get your fentanyl glowworm. This was probably somebody who stuffed something, probably has a lot of drugs, and stuffed it all over the place. And eventually, when they went to throw out a bunch of stuff, or they were arrested and they were getting rid of stuff, they just threw this thing away. And by the time it, you know, maybe it went to somebody else, and then it went to somebody else, and it ended up there.
Are you looking at this this toy?
The glowworm.
Yeah.
The glowworm.
That is an ugly toy.
It's a glowworm.
I know, but it's ugly.
It is.
Have you ever seen a glowworm?
Absolutely. They were very popular.
Have you ever seen a cute worm, period?
Yeah. No.
Yeah, have you never seen that? What was it? Like?
Doesn't this one have a smiling face? Yes.
Remember the movie Bugs?
I don't know if this one's smiling. It almost looks like it's constipated.
Really? Well that's because it's 5,000 fentanyl pills.
Yeah, that you would too.
Like, that's what they probably pulled it over, and they go, you know what? I think we're going to have to take this one.
So, like,
did you swallow something?
For Halloween, you got to go through all your kids' candy. Now, if you go to a thrift store and buy anything for your kid, you got to go through that too to make sure there are not drugs in there.
It's probably always best. The Arizona Daily Download has been brought to you by Parker and Sons Plumbing and Electrical, the 2-time winner of the Better Business Bureau's Ethics Award.
All right, coming up, President Biden, speak to the nation.
Should be riveting.
It's a grim milestone that we passed today with COVID. He's going to speak about it in the 4 o'clock hour. We'll carry it. Coming up next, I told you United Airlines was the worst. Did you see what happened this week? I tried to tell you. It's all coming up. The Gatos and Chad Show. Very popular.
Arizona's news station. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Drive home with the Gatos and Chad Show.
All right, KTAR.com. Check it out. The Gatos BQ poll question of the day brought to you by your Valley Toyota dealers. So here's the question. Parts of a United Airline engine became engulfed in flames midair and debris dropped all the way to the ground. See the backyards with plane parts in it?
Yeah. Oh, did you see them falling down?
Oh, yeah.
Some of them.
My question is, United Airlines is best known for A, losing my bags and getting me to my destinations late. B, killing more dogs than any other airline. That's a fact, by the way.
They don't run those in the commercials.
No, they don't.
Fly United. We'll kill your dog.
And they killed a giant bunny last couple
years. That's right, a Flemish bunny.
It's a massive,
the world's biggest bunny.
It was a massive bunny, and it died.
Oh, my lizards love those.
Ooh.
They also killed stuff.
And C, United's best known for dragging a man off a plane as he squealed like a pig. No one will ever forget that. They asked that doctor to leave for one reason or another. It wasn't his fault. They overbooked it. And so they literally dragged him off, and he had all this facial surgery done because, well, they beat the crap out of him. Okay. If you take the poll, 37% say dragging a man off a flight, like he squealed like a pig.
Squealed!
Yeah.
That was, I remember, that was like at the beginning of this, right? And he's like, no! Did they have to pay him a bunch of money?
Oh, that guy is totally
rich. Like 600 rich. Grand, 700 grand. He was a doctor.
His face is in pieces, but he's rich.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, United also gave me vertigo one year, by the way. As soon as I got off that plane, woke up the next day, I was
How did United give you vertigo?
I have something on that
like,
plane.
Like, how did...
They'll figure it out. They screwed me. Becky Lynn, you were here for that. That was awful.
I totally remember when you had vertigo. Yeah, it went on and on and on.
So when I first started working here, everybody's like, okay, it's Christmas time, so let's see what disease or thing goes wrong with Gatos. Is it going to be a hospital?
Yeah.
Is it going to – he got vertigo. He's going to do – what's
shingles
be
this year.
Shingles this
shingles.
Year.
Shingles.
Shingles this
that
year.
That wasn't at Christmas time.
It was close. It was
Valentine's Day.
It was January.
Okay.
Yeah. So that – you know, I can't say that that was United, but it's amazing. Oh, when they lost my bag and then they returned it, it was all broken. They're the worst. All right, so I'm glad nobody got hurt over the weekend, crying out loud. You couldn't pay me to get on a United flight. It's like here's a United flight. You can fly from here to Tokyo for $150. Or you can take 9 different airlines, stop 10 different times, and pay $4,000. That's what I would do. Over the 150 and United, just to let you know.
Well, there you go, then. There you go.
What happened in Eloy?
For those of you guys who don't know, it's my surrounding areas out there. We have...
You live in Eloy?
No, but close to.
Okay.
Close to. Very close to. I'm going to tell
you... They built houses out there.
They do. And one of the things they also do out there is it's world-class for parachuting. They do a bunch of big parachuting things out there. Well, earlier this month, there was almost an incident of worldwide proportions.
Wow.
When it came to the German Special Forces who were out there training for free fall parachutes. And one of them apparently had a little bit of an issue, had to go to the hospital, and would not give anybody at the hospital any kind of ID or anything. They asked, hey, show your IDs. They refused to. Instead, they whipped out a NATO movement order.
Wow, that's big.
Which
time.
Freaked the staff out, which caused them to call the FBI.
I didn't know we let the Germans
train
in Eloy.
We have an agreement.
Okay.
They said it was mixed up, but it got to the point where it got to Washington and Berlin, to the Berlin headquarters had to call in, as did the diplomats in Washington. And apparently it really was a misunderstanding, but a lot of people thought it was a super serious right-wing crazy thing that they were doing over here.
Oh, my goodness.
And yeah.
Well, you're right. People go to Eloy to jump out of planes.
They do.
That's where you go.
They have a huge, it looks like a silo where you can go practice your free diving, and you don't actually jump out of a plane, and then you jump out of a plane. I'll wake up on a, and they do lots of hot air balloons start from there. Right. I'll wake up on a Saturday, and I'll see him start take off, and you see him all start to jump out, and you're like, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, we took our son, 21st birthday, he wanted to jump out of a plane, so.
There you go.
He went. Did you ever do that? Did you ever do that?
No.
That's not your thing?
I had a couple buddies who were like really into it.
You wouldn't do it. You're a daredevil. I'm just not surprised you haven't done it yet.
You know what? I'm just, it's like, my next thing is diving with great white sharks. That's my next thing.
Oh, well.
So, I would like to cage, and then I'd like to free dive.
Becky Lynn, would you rather skydive in Eloy? Or what's the shark thing you're doing?
Free dive with
free
great white
dive
sharks.
With great white sharks. Which one are you doing?
Is there a third choice?
No.
Oh.
You could shop at Goodwill and see what kind of drugs you get.
Yeah, I know. That might be the safest thing. I don't, you know, there was a time I thought I might want to go skydiving.
I can arrange that for you.
No, there was a time, and I think that time has passed,
Okay. Honestly. I would free dive with great whites, but I won't do it in dark water. It's got to be clear water where they can see you. And you can see them.
Where the shark can see you?
Well, yeah.
Aren't you going to be in a cage?
No.
If you can't see them,
you can see them in a sense where it's not like they're, it's clear. We could see each other.
Mm-hmm.
When they bite and attack, normally it's because it's dark and they're not quite, they hit you. You know, there's places you can go to free dive. I would be totally up for that.
Okay.
Komodo Islands next year, probably once we're through this. That's for sure.
Well, you need to leave the house.
I do. Komodo Islands can be exciting.
He hasn't left the house in a year.
He won't go to the grocery store or out to a restaurant, but he's going to go dive with the sharks.
That's what I love about
him. Enjoy that.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Coming
I go
up,
big or stay home.
Coming up next, how can you be less white?
I'll try.
We'll talk about it next.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
The Gatos and Chad Show, afternoons.
All right, top of the hour, expecting President Biden to address the nation. Grim COVID milestone. More on that coming up on the show, but around 4:05, we'll carry it live.
All right. So, do you guys remember that at one time I'd like to buy the world a Coke? You guys remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Things have changed.
What year was that?
That was a mountaintop in Italy. I think it was late 60s, early 70s.
It was a famous commercial.
Famous commercial. They brought a bunch of people together from all over the world. And people were holding Coke bottles, and it would be in their writing. So, you know, if they were from India, it would be in Hindi. If it was from Japan, it would be in Japanese. And if everybody was saying, I'd like to buy the world a Coke, blah, blah, blah. Well, today, some stuff got leaked. There's some stuff on LinkedIn, but they're teaching more inclusivity. As we all know, we all want to be inclusive. And the best way to do that is to get you to hate who you are.
Ouch.
So, this is spectacular. It's basically to help build an inclusive workplace and to make you less white, less arrogant, less certain, less defensive,
wait.
Less ignorant, and more humble.
Wait, there's this is Coca-Cola. They're training their employees to be less white?
Yes, encouraging their staff to try to be less white.
Are they encouraging black people to be less black?
No.
Are they encouraging Hispanic people to be less Hispanic?
No.
Okay, so how do you be less white?
That's a very good question.
I'm white. How do I be less white? Because I'm pretty white.
You are. Yeah, let's be honest.
I mean, come on.
So they say research shows that by age 3 to 4, children understand that white is better to be. I had at age 3 or 4. Come on. Kids are still having accidents. I don't think they know up from down, down from up. So let's slow down on that one. Less white is one of the things they're teaching. Less arrogant. Less certain. I wasn't really sure about the less certain. Like, what does that even mean?
Okay. To be less white is to be less oppressive.
Yes.
Be less arrogant.
Yeah.
To be less certain. To be less defensive.
More humble.
To be more humble. To be less white is to listen, believe.
Yes.
And break with white solidarity.
Yes. So.
Okay.
In the U.S. and other Western nations, white people are socialized to feel that they are inherently superior because they are white. Were you ever taught that?
That I was superior because of the color of my skin?
Yeah.
No.
No.
No, I went to school with people of all different colors.
Yeah.
I mean, I went to...
Look, my grades alone showed me I was not superior to anybody.
I mean, even as a young kid, I went to school with a kid from North Korea who came to the U.S.
Kim Jong-un.
No.
You went to school in Switzerland?
I went to school with, you know, kids who were Asian and Indian and white, black. And I just, it's like when you're a kid, do you notice someone's different? Well, of course you do. And like, well, that person looks differently than me. Okay.
Okay. But is he good at kickball? That's what I really want to know. Bro, are you good at kickball? Because if you're not good at kickball, you're not on my team.
Yeah. It's not. Well, you're not on my team because you're not white.
Yeah.
I mean, that was...
There was always less white players on my kickball team because I wanted, you know. But it was, this is the stuff that divides people. You're not interested. You're trying to be woke for the sake of Coke, if you will. You're trying to be woke in making yourself look and feel better because you're trying to head off lawsuits that are coming. Somebody said something. Somebody emailed something. There was a joke made. You're trying to say we're as inclusive as it gets. And that's great to be inclusive. But you're doing it in such a way, like if I got this, I'd be like, I don't know if I want to work here. Right? I mean, you would never ask somebody to be less, you know, hey, you're Japanese. Could you be less Japanese?
Yeah.
You know, what if somebody was gay? Could you be less gay? What how'd that go?
Not good.
No, would not go good.
No.
No.
Yeah. Wasn't it the other day? Who apologized for being white?
Oh, God, that was Justin Timberlake.
He apologized for being white because of the whole Britney Spears, free Britney thing.
Because he was 20 and she was 19 and apparently they had a bad falling out. Somebody needs to get over yourself.
Well, why would you apologize for being white?
Well, because, you know, of all the oppressiveness. Well, he apologized for the patriarchy, right? He apologized for essentially the white oppression. He apologized for all kinds of things.
What did that have to do with the breakup of Britney Spears?
I think the whole thing was, he's like, look, I'm just going to apologize for everything.
And just put it all down on one apology.
Just put it all down. Here, what do you want me to do? It's like, you know what? At this point, I feel like it's the North Koreans are trying to break you, or one of these third world dictators trying to get you to sign something that says you did all this stuff. And you're like, I'll just sign whatever you want me to sign.
I mean, you know, you and I have talked about this, white privilege. Now, a lot of people don't like that term, and I think that they should tweak it, because then I think people would actually look
white
at
benefit.
It. Yeah, I think that they'd look at it and say, oh, I can totally see that. I mean, there's definitely white privilege. There's no question about it. That doesn't mean that you apologize for being white. We know what white privilege means.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I get that part of it. I totally understand that. But my goodness, to apologize.
Everywhere in the world.
Yeah.
Right? You go to India, they have a caste system. There are privilege there. There are things that certain people who come from certain areas aren't allowed to do, places they're not allowed to go. Same thing in Japan and Korea. There are certain things about that. There's privilege everywhere. I get what they're trying to do here in some ways, but the continual, hey, you're white, you're bad, and you don't even know you're bad, so let me tell you why you're bad thing. I think for a lot of people, it's falling on deaf ears, and it's more or less frustrating everybody. And I'll also say this. I think most of the time the people that are bringing this up are white privileged individuals.
Maybe. So Coca-Cola.
I'd like to buy the world a Coke.
Are trying to tell their staff to be less white.
Less white. How about you work on being Coca-Cola, and we'll work on being less white. We'll get back to you.
I'm going to drink Pepsi.
You know what? You guys made New Coke, and that's where you lost me.
That was really bad.
Was that horrible? Horrible. All right.
Terrible.
Terrible.
Coming up.
All right, guys. Glasses. I wear them sometimes. Could this help me avoid COVID? Whoop.
Arizona's news station. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Drive home with the Gatos and Chad Show.
Have you subscribed to the wonders that is the Gatos and Chad Show podcast? Right now, you can subscribe with your iPhone or Android. You're not going to miss any of the show. It's Gatos and Chad Show podcast, brought to you this week by Retirement Planners of America.
You see the new story out there that says people who wear glasses are three times less likely to catch COVID? Didn't we hear this?
Yeah.
And that's why they came out with the not the face mask, but the guard in front of you. You bought me one last year.
That's right.
What are they? Do you remember what they
were? Yeah, the face shield.
Face shield.
That's
okay.
Right. So that way you don't touch your face, but you can also see, and then if people wanted to, maybe if somebody was hearing impaired and they wanted to try to read your lips, they could see through that.
Or it's the spittle that's in the air.
The spittle that's in
the air. It'll hit the guard and not your eyes.
Yeah, because
if your nose and mouth are protected by the face mask.
Basically, you can get it anyway. It's probably going to find out next that there's some sort of earworm, and then Fauci's going to come out with a thing that says you need to wear special earmuffs.
Oh, jeez.
N92s.
You make fun of that, but remember Fauci did say something about wearing goggles last year. And you know,
it's funny where we really stop
stuff.
Well,
we can't even get people to wear a mask the right way. Yeah. How are you going to get people to also wear goggles? I'll tell you what, if there was an Ebola outbreak and they said, wear a mask, a face shield, and goggles, I think America would do it because they don't want to bleed out in the middle of the street.
But here's the thing. And we had Dr. Kristen here, like the first day or two this thing was a pandemic. Remember, she and old that guy, what's his name?
Ducey.
That guy. They all came over here, and she said, look, I worked on the Ebola stuff, but Ebola it's much harder to catch. People don't catch this thing, even living with people who've got it, and it doesn't travel very far. So, yeah, you know what? I'll wear all the stuff if I'm in a room with an Ebola patient, but I doubt that, you know. Remember, was it Nancy Lieberman, the doctor that went to, like, a Starbucks, and everybody's like, she should quit her job because she was exposed to it.
I don't remember that.
Oh, God, yeah.
Dr. When was that? Lieberman.
That was one of the, you know, CBS doctors when they had that. We were bringing patients here.
Oh, you're talking about with Ebola.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah, we brought a few patients to Dallas, right?
Yeah, and they're like, we stopped the Ebola thing.
That no, we didn't. It wasn't an outbreak.
Settled down.
Not really. Okay.
Settled down.
So people who wear glasses, I mean, it makes sense. Three times less likely to catch COVID. Can I?
I wear glasses right, as well.
I'm going to have to. I'll admit something.
What?
I'm not very. This is awful. You know, like if I go to a public restroom.
Yeah.
I close my eyes.
Why?
I don't know what's in the air in like a public bathroom, and I don't want like a spittle or, you know, somebody talking or, you know, if they don't close the toilet lid and then they flush it and then there's water in there. So if I go to a public restroom, I'm the one with my eyes closed.
That is spectacular.
That doesn't surprise you.
No, it's like, hey, Gatos, that's the sink. So
I know. I'm like,
let's move away from that, sir.
Where is it?
That's the, there you go.
Oh,
everybody's looking at you.
Sorry, sir.
Let's go. Sorry, he's got problems with sight. Yeah, because his eyes are closed.
It's true, though. That is a true story. That is, if I'm in a place that is there's a lot of people, sometimes I will close my eyes for 3 seconds, open them for three, and then close them again for three, and then open them again for three. Maybe I should just wear the glasses like that, like they're saying.
No. This is
oh, oh yeah. What I'm doing is so much better.
There's nothing about this because the glasses you're gonna get, some of those old glasses that go over your glasses things. People are gonna. Oh,
but then just, you touch the glasses or you take your glasses off, you put them down on the table. There's COVID there.
Oh my God! It just never ends.
It never ever ends.
Hey, I got something for you.
What do you got? Yeah, what do you got?
We got a new record, people. DUI record. This one's a new record. Are you guys ready for this?
Yeah.
So in Oregon, the limit is 0.08.
Usually everywhere, right.
You guys ready for this? 0.778.
No.
9 times the legal limit.
Are they dead?
No, he almost died. They had to take him to the hospital.
When did this happen?
This happened over the weekend.
How much you want to bet he's still drunk?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So
point what?
0.778. They probably had to do it like 8 times. I was like, no way.
No way.
So previously high blood alcohol was 0.72. And then the woman in South Dakota blew a 0.708.
Holy moly.
And that was back in 2009. Oh. But this guy.
So it's a world record?
This is it right here. As far as it looks like in America, this guy was spectacular.
And he was driving?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
By the way, just to let you guys know, he hit a concrete barrier. Was alcohol involved? Yeah.